Wicked, Part 3, Croaked. Written by Morris Gleitzman and Paul Jennings and read by Stig Weems and Kate Hosking. My new house had never seemed less like home. Gramps and I stared out of the kitchen window. The plague of frogs was still there. The frog general ate his little soldiers one at a time. He chewed and chomped and sucked and swallowed, and with each mouthful he grew bigger. The line of frogs shuffled forward like troops waiting for the firing squad. They jumped into his gaping gob without complaint, without protest. They were sacrificing themselves. But for what? The frog general was as big as a dog and still growing. The smaller frogs had failed in their attempt to get into the house, so now they were joining forces, making one big frog that could break down the door? This was crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. The frogs could have attacked me on the road, but they'd gone right past, jumped over my head. So who were they after? It could only be one person. Gramps.
We have to stop that frog,
I said in a trembling voice.
Rory, said Gramps. Did you know I was a rat?
Oh, no. He was rambling again, out of his mind. Now he thought he was a rat.
The rats of Tobruk, he said proudly. In the war, we held Rommel off for months. I was in the tank corps.
I tried not to get upset by Gramps's nonsense. The frog general had grown to the size of a sheep, and the line of frogs was leaping faster and faster into his gaping mouth. They reminded me of bullets being loaded into the breech of a gun. I wouldn't mind a tank right now, I said to Gramps. We could blow the frog general away. Gramps began to chuckle.
I've got one, he said. I've got a tank. We're out the back.
Oh, it made me sad. It really did. Poor old Gramps. I'd been seeing a few things myself lately, but that was because the slobberers had licked my cut hand. The infection had spread right up my arm and onto my chest. Sometimes it made my head spin and sent me crazy. I saw things that weren't there. But Gramps had some other problem.